And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Series tickets are available now for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's upcoming season, 2012-2013. There are two series, the Masterworks Concerts and the Chamber Music Series. Information on both of those are available through their website, acadianasymphony.org. This weekend at Cité des Arts, The Rehearsal continues, a 17th century comic satire play featuring period costumes and period music. Alice Wallace will be performing on period instruments and of music of that time period. Lauren Green-White is directing the play. It is a very, very rare opportunity to see this play performed here in the United States, and it's a great opportunity. You can purchase tickets through the Cité des Arts website or call them at 337-291-1122. That's The Rehearsal at Cité des Arts. Tonight in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul Gifts, there will be a literary evening. The first part will be an oral history of Grand Coteau with Pauline Edman, and afterwards, poet Jay Udall. You perhaps heard Daryl Bork reading some of Jay's poetry a little earlier. He's been reading it for the past couple weeks. Jay will be at Casa Azul reading his work. He is currently a professor of English and creative writing at Nicholls State in Thibodaux. After the two scheduled readers, you can bring a poem, song, or story for the open mic session that follows. For more information, contact Casa Azul. They are at 232 Martin Luther King Drive in Grand Coteau. Acting Unlimited Incorporated and Wanderlust Theater, along with UL Lafayette's Performing Arts Department, presents The Book of Dee, a play for young actors by Cody Daigh and Neil Gaiman's Wolves in the Walls. Based on the book by Neil Gaiman, Cody Daigh has adapted that story for stage. There are lots of puppets, lots of varying kinds of puppets, big puppets and unusual puppets that were created by Wanderlust Theater, Elsa Dimitriadis and Brady McKellar. Lots of interesting things to see and listen to in these performances. Tickets will be available at the door of Burke Hall Theater. The play will be performed tonight through Sunday. Performances Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings are at 7:30 and on Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it will run the following weekend as well. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble presents Shakespeare's play Love's Labour's Lost. This is the final weekend to see the performance. It will be at the Acadiana Center for the Arts Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30. Tickets are available through the ACA's website or by calling them at 337-233-7060. This Saturday at Vermilionville, you can take part in a canoe paddle. You can bring your own canoe or kayak. Canoe trips are held every second or last Saturday of the month, weather permitting. Please RSVP in advance by getting in touch with Margot Addison at Vermilionville. You can call Vermilionville at 233-4077 and ask for Margot Addison. This Saturday, they have their weekly Cajun Jam session that will be in the Performance Center. And on Sunday is their Ball du Dimanche. This Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., performing will be Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble in the Performance Center. For more information, stop by their website or give them a call. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, a collection of exhibits now on display, including artifacts from the Jefferson Caffrey Collection, the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey Collection, from his time as ambassador to Egypt. A collection of works by Cora Kelly Ward on display now. And Faith and Form, a fine art and decorative art from area cathedrals, churches, and private collections that will be up through September 1st. In New Iberia on Saturday, Envision DeBerry will present Debunk Funk at the House of Rudolph, which is at 326 Hopkins Street in New Iberia. Local DJs will be playing soul, funk, and house music. All proceeds will go to Envision DeBerry's upcoming art and technology installations. This is the first in a series of musical events that will be hosted regularly at the West End. For more information, you can contact Envision DeBerry in New Iberia. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present improv theater at Theater 810 once a month. Their next performance is this Tuesday, July 31st at 7:30 at Theater 810. You can get tickets at the door, but it is a very intimate theater, about 50 seats. You may want to get your tickets ahead of time. You can call Theater 810 484 0172 or email them at actingunlimitedinc@gmail.com. Tuesday is the deadline for nominating people for the Women of Excellence Awards. You can contact Tiffany Stewart at the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women, Tiffany Stewart, 356-7827, or contact that office, the Lafayette Commission on the Needs of Women. The Lafayette Small Business Development Center at UL Lafayette will provide an educational event for military veterans at no charge Thursday, August 2nd at the South Regional Library. Presenters will be representing the Louisiana Veterans Business Outreach Center, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Women's Business Center, and other organizations. Keeping it simple, we'll address the following topics pertaining to military veterans: bids and government contracting, business programs and grants, small business advocacy and mentoring. If you would like to participate, it's a free program, but you need to pre-register. You can contact the Louisiana Small Business Development Center at UL Lafayette, 262-5344. And there will be a special Louisiana Cancer Control Partnership. Local dermatologists will conduct free full-body skin screening at the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic on Saturday, August 4th. That's a week from this coming Saturday. And we will be speaking with someone from the organization next week about this free screening. Barely Airs will be performed at the Grand Opera House of the South Friday, August 10th and 11th, and on Saturday, the 12th. Tickets are available now through the Grand Opera House of the South. It's being performed by the Pandemonium Theater Group. Barely Airs by David Lassig. We'll be speaking with someone from the Pandemonium Theater Group next week about that performance. And there will be readings and book signings by authors Patrice Melnick and Kim Vodica Saturday, August 11th in downtown Lafayette at Carpe Diem. And we'll be telling you more about that as well. Also, the Louisiana Cultural Foundation, the Economy Foundation, announces grants. Those grant deadlines are at the end of August. And these are for individual cultural workers and cultural organizations to help them with an innovative unique opportunity. For more information, you can stop by the Cultural Foundation's website, which is culturaleconomy.org, and they can give you more information on workshops to help you write the grant and any questions you may have on topics. Acadian Culture Day is coming up Sunday, August 12th at Vermilionville. We'll be interviewing someone about that day as well. You can find out more at their website for the moment. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also find out more about individual programs and listen to podcasts from individual locally produced programs at our website. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely at our site. You can find out more about donating a vehicle as well. If you have a car, a truck, or a boat just sitting in your driveway or garage, you can give it a new life by donating it to KRVS and really help us out a lot. There's a button on our homepage. It's red and it says donating your vehicle. You can click on that and fill out more information about your vehicle or call the toll-free number on that page and someone will get back to you about the information on your vehicle. That's all at krvs.org. And of course, you can stream KRVS's programming live at any time at that website. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, we join Terry Gross's Fresh Air. At 7, This American Life, hosted by Ira Glass. At 8 o'clock, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, Val Broussard Boston's Franco Mix. At 10 o'clock, Earthbeat. At 11, Afropop. At midnight, it's The Spin Cycle. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Midnight Snack. In just a moment, we'll be joining NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.
Thank you.